Boy, I tell you what. You couldn't plug me into 480 and do something that the Holy Ghost couldn't do. Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Thankful to be saved tonight. Thankful to be in the house of God. Thankful for what I've already felt in my soul. But I'm thankful most of all that it's not established on a feeling. It's established in the blood of the Lamb of God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Got your Bibles? If you'd like to turn with us tonight, we'll be reading just a little scripture in the book of Acts, chapter 3. Acts chapter 3, starting in verse 1. Read about 9 or 10 verses. Do our best to go to the Lord in prayer. Just try to mind the Lord tonight.
Help us, Lord.
Find that place, if you would. Stand with us, if you can. Acts chapter 3, verse 1.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Bible says, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask an alms, of them that entered into the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple asking alms, and Peter fastening his eyes upon him with John said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he stood and he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. I just want to stop and say thank God that one day that I was lifted up. Amen. It said, but he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, and he leaping up stood and walked and entered into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. Heavenly Father, God, as I come before you as humbly as I know how, God, I ask you tonight, Lord, that you'd help us in this thing. Lord, that you know, God, that you've stirred in our heart for weeks and weeks about this man, lame from his mother's womb. God, how that I was just like him. I was born with an issue in this world. But thanks be unto God, there was a day as a seven-year-old boy, I came to know the blessed Lamb of God is my Savior. Lord, I pray, God, you put a guard in my mouth. Lord, help us not to say anything out of the way, outside the will of God. Lord, but you just use me as a vessel for your honor and glory, just a measly mouthpiece. Lord, that I'd like to be for you tonight. God, I just thank you, Lord, it's already been good to be in this place. Lord, I pray tonight, God, if they be somebody in the midst, Lord, the soul nearest hell, God, I pray, Lord, that the Holy Ghost of God would set on them, just like John and Peter said, look on us. God, I pray tonight, Lord, that you'd be our help. And it's in the name of the blessed Lamb of God I ask you, amen and amen. You may be seated. The first thing I find tonight, friend, is what we see is Peter and John shortly after the day of Pentecost. We see there that the Bible says that there was a mighty rushing wind come from heaven, and it filled up the place in which they were at. The Bible said that it was as cloven tongues of fire that came and set upon them, and then they began to be filled with the Holy Ghost of God, and they began to speak and to prophesy the Word of God. What we see there is this, that they somewhat takes place on
on that day. The Bible recollects it like this, that there was about 3,000 souls born into the family of God there that day. Friend, listen, what you see in this passage is shortly thereafter, the day of Pentecost. What you find is two men of God walking in the Spirit, headed for the house of God. I want to say, there's no better place that you can find yourself than in the house of God. Listen, as they walked along their way, the Bible said that there was a man there, lame from his mother's womb. Listen, I want to say, listen, how that they carried him daily. Listen, there was a time in my life, brother, that I had to be carried. Listen, I was lost and undone. I was a burden to those that cared for me. Hey, listen. I thank God. Listen, in this verse of Scripture, I don't know who they are, but I thank God that they were there. What you find is this. This fellow that was lame from his mother's womb, he had a problem that he couldn't fix. He had a problem that those that carried him couldn't fix. They saw this problem. Listen. All they knew, we can't fix him, but we can carry him a while. Hey, listen, don't you know it's right what the Bible says, that we ought to bear the weak? Listen, I believe that's the place for the children of God, for those that are lost and undone. Carry them to the place where they may receive help.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank God.
Hey, listen. I thank God that when I was lost, Brother Delmer, when I couldn't help myself, and nobody around me, Brother Kevin, could help me either. But what did they do? They picked me up and they carried me. They carried me in prayer. They carried me right to the throne of God and cast my name down. That one day he might pass my way. And the Holy Ghost of God would start to deal in my heart as a sinner man. Listen, I like what it says about how that he was lame from his mother's womb. Listen, the Bible says that in iniquity was we shapen. In sin we was conceived. From your birth. Listen, until you have an encounter with the Lord Jesus and he gets down in your soul, listen, you're hell bound. Amen. Listen, you pray. We'll get out of the way and preach in a minute. What I find is this, looking through this scripture, I've rested this round for about 3 weeks. This Lord's kept me up at night. I go to sleep thinking about this man, how that he's laying there by this gate called Beautiful, about how that he was asking for alms. Hey, listen, in my mind's eye, this is a picture of Brother Creston. I just imagine this fella laying there because he couldn't hold himself up, have a little cup maybe that he was holding out as people went by. Hey, listen, the things of this world will never fill you.
That's right.
Hey.
Yes.
He was looking for a Band-Aid. He wasn't looking for a healing.
Right.
Hey, man, here's what we find. It said that he saw Peter And listen, the Lord got to help me with this last night. And the Bible said that who's seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple asking alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes on him with John, said, look on us. He already saw them. But what I want you to notice is this, that Peter looked down to where he was at. He said, look up here. Listen, that, my friend, is a face-to-face encounter with the Holy Ghost conviction of the power of God. When you look at the Lord and you see just how perfect and how sinless that the blessed Lamb of God is, you can realize just how vile a sinner you are.
That's right.
Amen. Hey. I like how it said that he saw them, but then he had to look at them.
Right.
Hey, man. I like what the brother said there a minute ago when he read the scripture in Matthew 25. Brother, I like to come unwound.
Yeah.
He got to talking about somebody asked him why God would allow bad things happen to good people. And he said, well, he's already given us the best he's got. Why would we expect anything more? Hey, man, I like that.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. But here's what you find is this man laying at this gate and sees these two men of God come by his way. Hey, listen, no doubt day after the day of Pentecost, the day after both these men had just been filled from top to bottom with the Holy Ghost of God. No doubt, brother, that it was radiating off them brighter than the sun could shine. No doubt, everybody that passed them. Listen, what we find over in chapter 4, when they're standing before that council, listen, they took knowledge of these men. That they were unlearned and ignorant men. But nevertheless, they had been with Jesus.
That's right. That's
no doubt. So I imagine it like this. I don't have to imagine it because the Bible says it. But I like to illustrate it in my mind. And here's the way it looks. Is that these two men being filled with the Holy Ghost of God have just been saw above 3,000 souls saved. Added into the, hey, listen, that mighty rushing wind that blew in the sails of this thing and set it on its journey for eternity. It came by their way first. Listen, I feel like that they was filled up with the zeal of God. They was ready to go forth as the workmanship of Christ and fill their apostleship. Hey, listen, they walked by this way. They were still, listen, I like this. I like that how that even though the Holy Ghost had come by and helped them real good, they still found themselves the very next day going back to the house of God. Hey, listen, we get in the time. We get a good dose. We feel like everything's going all right. Everything's in line. Everything's looking good. We may just lay out a Sunday or two. Hey, listen, don't you know that His mercy is renewed every morning and it endureth forever? Hey, listen, God gives you an eternal supply daily.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
How about that?
What you found is there was no quitting these men.
Yes.
At this point.
Yes.
They purposed it in their heart. And no matter how good yesterday was, I'm going back to the house of God today. Hey, listen. No matter how good you think it can be, day by day, we still have to search for the Lamb. Hey, listen. We still have to go after Him. We still have to find ourselves in the house of God. We still have... Listen, I like how it said that. I like what it says here in verse 5. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Hey, this is the thought that came to my mind several weeks ago. Exceeding expectations. I thought about how... that this man had an expectation to receive something from Peter and John. No doubt when they paid him, so we all know what it's like to walk by somebody at the gas station and they're begging for money. We all know what it's like to go by the door at Walmart and somebody's standing out there needing help, down on their luck. Sometimes we just turn a blind eye. Sometimes we just walk on by. But listen, Peter and John wasn't that way. The Bible says, but whoso hath the goods of this world and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up the bowels of his compassion, how dwell the love of God in him? Amen. They were looking. They were looking. They wasn't going up to the house of God just for them. They was looking along the way as somebody that may need help. And what do you know? Here they find a man. It's impotent from his birth. The Bible says over in chapter 4 that this man's above 40 years old. Listen, it's been a long time coming. Listen to me, honey. Right where you're at, you've been on the path of sin for a long time. But listen, there's one that can exceed your expectation.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
I like what the Bible says over in Ephesians 3. It says he's able. Amen. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or we think.
That's it.
According to the power that worketh in us.
Yes.
Amen.
That's right.
That's the key. It's not of me. It wasn't of Peter and John that day. It ain't of you. It's the power that's in the blood of the Lamb.
Yep.
Oh, yes. Amen. Some people say, well, it's a bloody gospel. Amen. I praise God for it. Hey, you know why? The Bible says without shedding of blood, there's no remission.
Right. That's right.
Amen. I'm glad the brother asked Kevin. His family sang that song, My Hope's in the Blood. That's one of my favorites.
Hey.
Amen. I didn't want to ask him. I wanted to hear it. I didn't want to ask him. I'm glad he did. Amen. I'm glad that I've got something anchored. I'm glad that my soul is anchored in something that's so secure. Hey, man, listen. You'll find nothing as secure as the blood.
Right.
Hey, man.
Sure.
But I thought about how this man that day, he had an expectation. He had an expectation. Hey, man, to receive something. Brother Kevin, he just didn't know exactly what he was going to receive.
That's right.
He didn't know how much further it'd take him. Amen.
God,
I got to thinking about this. I'm going to flip over and read this real quick because I don't want to misquote it. I got thinking about this man and how the Bible says he was above 40 years old and about how daily they carried him to the temple.
Yep.
Daily. They looked at him. Every morning they looked at him and said, oh, I can't do nothing for him. I can't help him. I can't touch him and give him a healing touch. But what I can do is I can pick him up and pack him a while. Hey, listen. Every morning they take him down to the gate of the temple called Beautiful. Hey, listen. Every night they'd go back and get him, take him back to the house. Every morning, the next morning they'd come. Hey, listen. That's the mercy of God. Showing up day after day.
Yes.
Amen. Thought about how this man lives so long, laying down there, being carried around. No doubt, I understand thus us that are men, about the same age. This man was above 40. No doubt, he didn't like being packed around every day.
Right.
What do you think that'd do to a man's mind?
Right.
Having to be carried every day.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I believe he's in a pretty low place.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah.
I believe he's in a pretty low place.
Oh,
I believe that's why Peter had to look down and say, look on us. You look the Holy Ghost in the face, friend. It'll show you just exactly how far down you are. Hey, listen. It'll show you just exactly how far out in sin you are. It'll show you just exactly how far off the path that you found yourself. Hey, listen, but I thought about what David said over in Psalms 40. He said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry.
Yes.
Hey, listen, he brought me up also out of a horrible pit and out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And he put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. He said, many shall see it. Amen. What a blessing that is. And fear and shall trust in the Lord. I thought about how that Peter told this man, he said, listen, what you're looking for, I ain't got it. You're looking for something to help you pay your rent. You're looking for something to put in the tank, take you down the road a little further. You may be even looking for just a little bit to spend on a bottle of liquor. I ain't got that. Listen, I'm just as poor as you are. But let me tell you how that I'm so rich.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Bible said he looked at him. He said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
Yeah.
Hey, what about that? Hey, I thought about how that this fella was seeing the world in a new light. I thought about how that he was looking at everything that's somewhat higher than he'd been looking at. Hey, listen, the Bible says, set your affections on things that are above and not on things of this world. I thought about how the Bible said that his feet and his ankle bones received strength when he was picked up out of that pit, picked up out of the miry clay.
Right.
He was set on a foundation.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Immediately. Set. Picked right up. And set on a foundation. Hey, listen. The foundation that he was set on was surer than the steps of that temple gate that he stepped on. Hey, man. Hey, he was stood up on a foundation founded by the blood. He's the rock that the builders set it not. He's none other than Jesus Christ, the risen Son of God.
That's right.
Sure. Oh, yes. No foundation is as sure as that. None. He felt something solid under him like he never did.
Yeah.
Glad. Some of you ain't happy about this. I am. Amen. Hey, man. You know why it's good to me, brother? Because I've got that same foundation.
Yes.
Amen. Hey, listen. I got to listen to that song way over here. He's the same God. He's the same God that provided for Isaac that day. He's the same God, listen, that Elijah prayed to in the midst of 450 prophets of Baal. He's the same God that John preached about. He's the same God that came down in a manger of hay. He's the same God that went to Calvary. He's the same. Oh, listen. Oh, you just don't know how precious he is, friend. No greater love hath any man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends.
Right. That's right.
And you're my friends, he said, if you do whatsoever I command.
That's right. That's what he said.
Hey, it's simple, friend. It's simple, even children can understand it. We went by, I wasn't going to tell this. I can't help it. We went back here in the prayer room. Kevin said, where you going to go? You want to go with the notes? You want to go with me? I said, I don't know. He moves so fast, you just got to stay with him. We walked back in there amongst them kids and them young adults, ranging from knee high to, I believe one of them's taller than I am. I listened to them little fellas start talking. Yeah. I listened. Hey. Hey, I listen to them little fellas start requesting prayer and telling what they wanted to pray for. I don't even know what they said. I just thought, God, it's good for me to be here. Oh, it's good. Hey, listen. It's a simple friend.
Yes.
Praise God. Boy, what a foundation this man got.
Yeah.
Exceeding expectations. Amen.
Right, brother.
Yes. He's been exceeding expectations since the dawn of time.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
I like how he leaped up and he walked. He walked on. He didn't just lay back down, pick that old cup up and start begging again. He said, boy, I've got something I can run on a while now.
Oh, yes.
I've got something in the tank that won't never run out.
Right.
I'm going to show you just a few things right here that the Lord got to help me with, and I'm real close to being done. Down verse 11. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. This man that had been carried day after day after day was standing on Solomon's porch holding Peter and John up.
That's right.
Amen.
Yep.
Yep. Amen.
Yes, sir, buddy. That's good. Good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a time or two. Yeah. I've had to be held up.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, preacher, me too.
Amen. There's been fewer than that I've got to do some holding up, but it's good to get to do it.
That's right. Yes, sir, buddy.
Amen. I believe this fella was proud to do it, don't you, Creston?
Oh, yeah.
Amen. I believe first opportunity I believe when he was walking through Solomon's porch at temple, he saw him standing down there about this far apart. I believe he might have just run up behind him and got him up under both arms.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna hold you in a while.
Thought about that.
Amen.
Good stuff.
But listen, not everybody was happy about this.
Oh, they never are. Go ahead.
Amen. I believe it does us some good to know that not everybody's happy for us.
Right.
Amen. Not everybody's on the same side we are.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Not everybody's on the same side.
Right.
Here's what you find.
Praise God.
Here's what you find. In the very next verse, Peter saw it and he answered the people, "Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this, or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power and holiness we had made this man to walk?" He said, "Yeah, we didn't do that." Hey, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, man.
Yeah.
Said, "In his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong."
Yes. Yes.
"Whom you see and you know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you." We can stand in the presence of our enemies.
Right.
Sound, secure in Christ. Amen. Ain't that a blessing?
Yeah,
amen.
Yeah, brother.
You know, two more things I'm going to show you real quick, and I'm real close to being done. I'm trying to get out of the way. Bible says that they were so mad about this. It says they were so upset over this. There was a council of people come to them, of the priests and the captain of the temple, the Bible says, and the Sadducees, who didn't believe there was a resurrection.
Right.
And they were so upset at Peter and John that they were preaching through Jesus. Over in chapter 4, this is what you'll find, that because of this man, because somebody had carried this man to that temple gate, because he got to experience the goodness of God. He got to see that hand reach down for him and pick him up out of a horrible pit and out of miry clay. It upset the apple cart with these people.
Right.
Amen? What's the next thing that happened? Peter got filled up with the Holy Ghost of God. He started preaching the word.
Yep.
He said this. He preached it to them. He said, "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the Lord, from the presence of the Lord." Now, next thing you know, about 5,000 souls.
Right. What about that?
Were saved. About 5,000, what the Bible says, chapter 4. About 5,000 were saved that day because of that message that Peter got to preach, because they was mad over somebody found some healing. So just cause they're upset over what God's done in your life, don't mean that God ain't going to use them being upset.
Right.
That may just be the very thing that turns their ears on.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah. That's good. Good. Good.
Because this fella said that they saw him and they knew him. What a blessing it is to get to be in the presence of people that you knew before God came in your life. And you get to walk up to them and say, "Brother, let me tell you, what you used to see and know, he's dead."
Right.
Amen.
Yeah. Buried.
No longer.
Right.
But let me tell you what's here now. What a blessing that is, get to stand in the presence of people.
Oh, yeah.
Where they knew this man.
Good.
They walked by him every day.
Yep.
They walked by him every day at the gate of the temple. I can't get in chapter 4 without saying anything about verse 12.
Better than that's a good
I can't pass it up.
Right.
Neither is there salvation in any other. For there's none other name under heaven given whereby men must be saved.
That's right.
None other than the name of Jesus. Two more things real quick I'm going to show you right here. Look at verse 14. "And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. They could say nothing against it. Listen, when God fixes your problems in your life, when He picks you up out of a pit, when He saves your soul, when He delivers you from the darkness you're facing in your life right now, listen to me. I know 4 people in this whole building, and I brought 3 of them with me. I don't know where you're at. I don't know where you're facing, what you're facing. I don't know the valley, the struggles, the trial that you're walking through right now. But let me tell you something. I'm going to help you right here. When God picks you up out of it, those that are standing around can say nothing against it."
Right. Yep.
Nothing can they say against what God has done for you. Now, there might be a lot of talking.
Right. That's right, brother.
It don't make a hill of beans.
Amen.
Amen. It don't make a hill of beans.
Good. Good preaching.
They could say nothing against it. I'm gonna take you one step further right here in verse 16. "Saying, what shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it." Let me ask you this. Are you walking the life that the Lord have you to walk? Are you living the life? Are you walking the walk? Are you the testament for the Lord Jesus that He'd have you to be, that would exalt His name above measure, that would lift Him up to the point people around you cannot deny that you are in Christ?
Oh, brother, what a good question.
That's where this fella was at.
Right.
They said, we've seen what's happened. Yep. We don't like it. We don't believe it. But we cannot deny it.
Right. Yeah.
They couldn't say nothing against it. And they could not deny it.
Good preaching.
Amen.
Yep.
Are you in a place tonight? Are you in Christ so much that this world cannot deny it?
Good. Lord help us. God help us.
One more thing. I'm going to say this. I'm just going to try to mind the Lord. And then I'll be done. In verse 20, here's the last thing we find. For we can, and this was Peter and John's answer to what they said. Verse 19 says, but Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. But we cannot but speak of the things which we have seen and heard. Has God worked in your life to such a point that you can't help but talk about it? Has God done things, delivered you from problems, saved you from hell to a point that you are so thankful that you cannot but talk about it? It's in your speech, it's on your radio, it's in your job, it's in your home, it's in your marriage, it's in your kids. You can't do nothing but talk about the Lord Jesus. You don't even want to have any kind of filthy communication in this world. When the Lord moves in your life, this world cannot say nothing against it. When they see where you're at and where you've come from, they cannot deny it. Romans 8 says this, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ. Nothing can be hung over your head no more.
Thank you, Lord.
Nothing. I don't know what you, listen to me. I want to be done so bad I can't stand it. Whatever you're struggling with, whatever Satan is chasing you around with, he's got no power over you.
Sure.
If you've been through the blood flow of the Lamb of God, that's on the other side of it.
Right.
That is impenetrable. I love you. Oh, how I love you. Brother, I've cleared my heart.
Amen. Amen. I want the young folks to come sing, will you?